India is in the grip of its worst outbreak in years of the mosquito-borne disease dengue fever. In the capital, hospitals are overloaded with thousands of cases. There are increasing fatalities and allegations that authorities have been slow to respond. From New Delhi, South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Hospital wards normally reserved for surgery are crammed with men, women and children battling the potentially fatal mosquito-borne virus, dengue fever. At New Delhi's Hindu Rao Hospital, some patients share beds. AM speaks to one victim on the mend after several days in an emergency ward.
Your body starts to heat up and then your eyes start hurting. And then there's chest pain. Basically, the entire body starts to crumble. You get a really bad headache and start feeling dizzy.
Outside, hundreds more queue to be tested at a fever clinic. The hospital's administrator is Dr. D.K. Seth.
All my colleagues and staff who have been here, they have been working day and night. This fever clinic is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they are seeing hundreds and hundreds of patients. Like, for instance, 700 patients in the daytime, 500 plus in the night.
New Delhi's seen 6,500 confirmed cases so far this season. Hospital reports put the city's death toll between 30 and 40, while authorities have verified 25 fatalities. In one particularly tragic case, the parents of a 7-year-old boy who died of the disease committed suicide, allegedly after he'd been refused treatment at several hospitals. That prompted authorities to immediately order 1,000 extra beds. Dr. Seth again.
You had to, out of these patients, select who needs to be admitted and taken special care of. Because any patient where you falter and subsequently develops some complication is a big thing.
Dengue's carrier, the Aedes mosquito, can breed in just millimetres of water. Recent rain has allowed it to thrive. On Delhi's streets, fumigation teams spray a mixture of pesticide and diesel into homes and possible breeding grounds, and even fine people who leave water uncovered. One municipal councillor's staffer, who gives his name as Sunny, concedes they too are feeling the strain.
Yes, there's definitely a lot of pressure on us because of dengue. We have fumigation drive twice a day, once in the afternoon and then later in the evening. We try our best to make it convenient for the people here.
This is James Bennett in New Delhi for AM.